What do we know about osimertinib and EGFR T790 negative disease at diagnosis upfront? I know there is a trial comparing osimertinib to erlotinib upfront, but what do we know in general about the activity in that situation?
So we don't yet have the results from the FLAURA trial. So that's the first line, erlotinib versus osimertinib. Rumors are that maybe we'll hear something about it later this year. I'm not involved in the study, so I don't know for sure. However, when you look at the upfront response rates, it's fairly similar, maybe a little bit higher. What we're looking to see is, will the progression-free survival time be in excess of what you would get with erlotinib followed by osimertinib? I think that's really going to be the question. If you get an osimertinib first-line progression-free survival that's only about 15 months, it's hard to argue that that's necessarily better for the patients than starting on erlotinib and then adding on osimertinib, where you would predict somewhere roughly around 22 months. Of course, these are medians, and it's always different for each person, but those are kind of the magnitudes that we're having to look at. Now, some of the early data with osimertinib first line hinted that it might be in excess of that 22 months. And so I think we just need to see the data to know. If it's in excess, that'll be the way we go. If it's not, then I think there'll be differences in practice. Part of it's going to be around the brain also. Almost all the EGFR drugs, in fact, all the ones we have, do have good brain activity. I don't know that we've had enough head-to-head comparisons yet to say that one's definitely better than another. Clearly, in the resistance setting, osimertinib's our drug. That's the one that's approved. It's the active one, and it absolutely works in the brain. First line, they all have activity in the brain, so I don't know that we can distinguish between them.
We were talking before about the trials in the adjuvant setting, and I think osimertinib is also being looked at in the adjuvant setting.
Right.
Where do you think things are going to end up? If you had to guess, first of all, do you think that we're going to end up using TKIs in the adjuvant setting? And if so, which one?
That's a great question. I'm not going to give you a definitive answer on that one because I really don't know.
Give me a definitive guess.
Okay. I have concerns about the adjuvant trial that was presented at ASCO this year for the reasons we talked about, that you had, 60% of the patients who went on that trial never got any chemotherapy, and yet two-thirds of them had stage three disease where we know chemo could improve cure. So that's my issue with that study. In the adjuvant setting, we need to see cure. We need to see improvements in overall survival and true cure. I have not yet been convinced that we're doing that with the EGFR TKIs. For some patients, delaying that progression might be enough, but not for all of the patients, especially not the younger patients. There, if we're not improving cure, why are we giving them therapy for 2 years when it's not going to ultimately change how they're doing? So if the ALCHEMIST study comes out showing a clear survival benefit, or if in the end, adjuvant and the Japanese trial show a clear overall survival benefit, I will switch. But I've not seen enough to convince me that's the case yet.